السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So we have discussed to some extent in this majlis of Hazrat Maulana Masih Ullah Rahmatullah Ali regarding Huququllah, the rights that Allah Ta'ala has over us. And now, what about the makhluk of Allah, the creation of Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala has also ordered us to set right the hukuk of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. If we have offended anybody, then we go to that person and ask him for maafi, ask for forgiveness. If we are not prepared to ask for maafi, then that is pride. Mistakes can happen. Disagreements can take place. Sometimes even a fight can take place. But ask for maafi. If we can't ask for maaf, then it shows that we are arrogant, we are proud. Now, one is we have offended somebody with our words, or we have offended someone with our actions. Sometimes a deal could have gone bad. For example, if I felt that there is some, you know, good commodity that we could sell, right? So I got the contract now to arrange that one container of that commodity. Now I come to you, I say, "Bhai, you are my good friend now. We can go into this thing together, you know. You can also make something. I can also make something." So in the beginning, my intention may have been correct. I brought you in also. I wanted you also to benefit. But then things didn't go the way it went. The way it's supposed to go, it didn't go like that. Maybe now you upfronted the money to me. That container is going to cost million rand, whatever. So now you upfronted half the money to me. Now I'm thinking, you know what? I still got 3 months to pay for that container. Now I need that half a million rand in my business. There is another deal happening here. So I mean, I'll use it, and when the container come, I'll pay for it. That's my intention. Right? But now things didn't work out. And now container is here and I haven't got the money to pay. Now with what face am I going to come to you and tell you that, you know what, the money you gave me, I was supposed to pay for this thing, and instead of paying for it, I put it in another deal, and now that deal went sour, and I don't have the money. So the right thing for me to do is to come and tell you, this is what happened. Now make me maaf. I'm owing you that money. I'll make some arrangement. I'll start paying you. But if I feel that, look, I don't even owe you an explanation, I don't even have to tell you anything, right? Then, what it shows now of my character, what does it show of my character? Now that is in a business situation. Now take in a marriage situation. A person has married somebody, brought her into his home, Now, there is some dispute, there is some problem between husband and wife. You get all these issues. You get all these problems happen. Right? The person has done something wrong. Why can't we ask for maaf? Why can't we ask for maafi? It's become so bad in relationships, that a person sometimes, he's even taking his wife's inheritance away. Taking his wife's inheritance. The ladies, they are gullible, you know. Now he's running his business, he's providing everything in the home, everything. Now she gets her inheritance. Now one lump sum came. He wants a cash injection in his business. Right? So he tells her, alright, you know what? Help me out. Now which wife do want to help the husband out? So she gives him the money. But there's no paperwork. There's nothing. He's not giving her a partnership in the business. Not giving her any returns on the money. Nothing. He's just taken the money as a soft loan from her. But that means he needs to pay her back. So this thing should be written down. Some note should be made of it that I'm owing my wife this money. But now you just take it for granted. Right? And now sometime he may pass away, he never pay her back. On the day of Qiyamah, he's going to have to pay. On the day of Qiyamah, she's not going to say, no, that's my husband now, never mind, give him a chance and all that. No. There, everybody wants every little sawab that they can get, they want it. So in a marriage also sometimes there's some disagreement, husband did something wrong, whatever. Ask maafi, I'm sorry, it's my fault. We don't want to take blame for anything. Don't want to take blame for anything. And sometimes, despite us being in the wrong, we still want to show our jaat. We in the wrong, we did the wrong thing. Right. But we still showing our. That is wrong now. Sometimes a person in the masjid, right? He blocked the driveway now. He is reading long rakat, so he's sitting for program or whatever. Other people, they need to leave, they need to come out. He has blocked the musallis now. Right? So, now they send a chitti. They send one note. Right? NP or ND or NH or now is no more. Now just couple of alphabets ZN. He said, please move your car. This color car, this make car, please come move your car. So now, he did wrong, right? Maybe he forgot. Can happen. Insan, human, you know what they say, afatul ilmin nisyan. And, awwalun nasi, awwalun nasin. The person now, he forgot, he's human, right? He forgot. So now when he goes outside, one, two motors may terrorize him, you know. So song jum, hurry, how you parked? Now, he must eat humble pie, no? If I maaf, I'm very sorry. Please forgive me, maaf for the 30, because he did the wrong. But now, instead of that, when he comes outside, you're going to sabar, what's wrong with you? I'm reading my namaz. Now, he wants to make more noise now. When he's in the wrong, now ask for maafi and finish off. That is the first right that people have over us, that if we have wronged somebody, apologize to the person. The person that we wronged can even be our child. The person that we wronged can be somebody working for us. Now just because we're the employer, doesn't mean that when we go in front of Allah Ta'ala, there too we're going to be the employer. When we go in front of Allah Ta'ala, we're all going to be bandas. There's no employer, employee and all. There Allah Pak is just going to check the rights. Did you fulfill that person's rights? Did the employee fulfill the employer's rights? Did the employer fulfill the employee's rights? There is not going to be no, he was the boss and I was the worker. No. All just bandas in front of Allah. Sometime can be between ustad and student also. It can happen. Sometime the student could have had his head down. The ustad thing is sleeping, right? And the ustad shouting. What's wrong with you? Right? But in actual fact, he wasn't sleeping. Right? He wasn't sleeping. And now if he tries to explain himself, so the ustad is in that mood now, right? So now, on top of it, you back answering. Stand up, go outside. Again, punishment and everything, right? But later on, maybe somebody else in the class or whatever, or somehow the ustad comes to know that, look, my assessment was wrong, you know? That, in actual fact, he was not sleeping. Right? So now, are we then too big to ask the student for maaf? Are we too big to ask the student for maaf? Why can't we ask the student for maaf? You can apologize to the student. Make maaf. No, I thought you were sleeping. Forgive me. But then you have to show you the ustad too. Next time, I don't put your head down. Right? Sit up. Then we know that you're not sleeping. Don't put your head down. Right? So, this is the first thing that we must be able to ask maafi. And we must accept our fault. We must accept our fault. Now, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to keep mentioning this, that a person sometimes is owing people money. You know? Now he's going for Umrah and he's flying the world and he's going here and there. If those people have to ask him anything, say, well, I'm not running away, man. What you carrying on like I'm running away or something with your money? You got enough money now, what you worried about? Like, how much money he got, that's his problem. You owing him money, so you have to make sure you pay your dues, right? Now, if you're not paying for whatever reason, so then you must go and explain to the person. You owe the person an explanation. You know what, my maaf, I'm supposed to pay you end of the month. I'm in a bit of a jam. Give me a little bit more time or something. As soon as I've got it, I'll come give it to you. But no, we want to become arrogant now. And tell, what do you think? I'm running away with your money. This and that. So that's not the right thing. We must be humble people. We wronged anybody in any way. Ask the maafi. Ask the person for forgiveness. When we asking for forgiveness, then this must be done in the proper manner. It must be done in the proper manner. Clasping your hands, in other words, you know how, right? In other words, your manner also must be that you are seeking forgiveness. Otherwise, sometime, the manner in which we ask for forgiveness, that in itself smacks of pride. Oh, you got offended. Or right, make maaf, eh? Make maaf, eh? Yeah, you know me, cost me nothing to ask for maaf. No, what's that now? That's not asking for maaf. That asking for maafi requires another asking for maafi. So the person ready, like cap in hand, asking for forgiveness from the heart. I'm really, really sorry. Please, forgive me. If not today, then tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then the day after. But it has to be done. You got to ask for forgiveness. You know what's the problem with men sometimes? You know? I was reading this thing. He's one book, man. Maulana Mansur al-Haq sahab. He used to always talk about this book. We'll make dua for Muhammad Surah Haqsaab. He's not feeling too well, you know. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for him. Jee. So, he used to always talk about this book. Say, men are from Venus, and women are, or the other way around. Men are from Mars and women from Venus, or men from Venus and women from Mars, something like that. So one of the things mentioned in that book is that a lady, when she talks about her problem, she's not looking for a solution. She's just looking for sympathy. If you try to offer her a solution, she thinks you're undermining her intelligence. So, now for example, you came home. Now, the wife is telling the husband, so you know, a maid is really troubling me. She didn't come to work today also. Last week, 2-3 days, she never come. Trying to phone her, she's not answering the phone. And when she comes also, then she's not doing the work properly and whatever. So the man now, he tells the wife, say, all right, you know what? Then rather, I mean, maybe let her go, get another maid. She's troubling so much. Now the wife will tell you, you know, I'm not prepared to train another maid now. Now you are totally confused. What do I... You're complaining now. Now I'm telling, giving you a solution now. Now the solution to you is no good now. So a lady, when she's talking her problem, she's still got a lot of options to exhaust. It's not that she's at the end of the road. She talks first. The tabiat is like that. She must talk her problem first. You see a lady, right? If now she got 3-4 things to prepare now, maybe some visitors are coming, whatever. Hey, she's upset. She's angry. She's shouting this one, that one, everything she's doing. After everything finished, hey, alhamdulillah, so nice we all came in. First they get hyped up, and, you know. But not to say they haven't got it under control. They just want some support, some emotional support. A man is different. A man, he don't talk about his problem. He don't talk about his problem. He will exhaust every avenue first. Right? To make a plan this way, try this way, that way, this. In the end, when he really is, you know, he's tried everything, he got nothing left now, he doesn't know what to do, he's really at a loose end now, he doesn't, that's the time he will go and talk about his problem. Go talk about his problem. So when he mentions his problem, he wants some constructive advice now. He wants a solution. Look, I tried everything in my head. I can't come right. Now, give me some advice and tell me what to do in this situation. So the both minds think very, very differently. You know? But sometime, this adat of man is born out of pride. Right? And he doesn't want to talk his problem. He's got a problem, but he's trying to portray everything is fine. He doesn't want to talk his problem. And with the result, sometime, he creates much more problems for himself. Much, much more problems for himself. So it is a good thing that you don't keep whining all the time. But when you see that now, I'm causing other people taklif now. Right? Whether it's in my actions, whether it's in my health, whether it's in my relationship, whether it's in my business, whatever. Now I'm starting to trouble other people are getting troubled now. It's time for you to seek help. Till you, only you troubled. Only you are troubled, right? So then, no problem. You can still say, okay, I'll try this. But now I'm inconveniencing other people now. Other people are getting inconvenienced. My suppliers are not getting paid. Right? My suppliers are not getting paid. Sometime my staff now, I'm not paying them on time now. So now there's something not right now. Right? So I can't still keep quiet now. Now I need to go to an elder. I need to go to somebody experienced in this thing, but you know what? this is my situation. Right? This is my situation. I need some advice. What must I do here? Right? Well, the person will tell you, all right, see, close one branch, right? Drop your overheads, right? Do this, get rid of that one truck, get rid of this. This is how you'll bring all your overheads down, and then let's concentrate on this one thing, and let's see what to do. Person can give you some advice, right? So when we find ourselves being into a situation like that, then we must be man enough to be able to talk, seek some help, seek some advice. If we don't want to do that, then it's a pride problem, it's an ego problem. I want to show that I've got everything under control here. When I'm in a problem, a man is making his wife cry at home, right? Sometimes he's not talking to her so long, not talking. Sometimes he's acting arrogantly, he's talking in a bad way, showing bad akhlaq. Right now, all the time, every 2-3 days, she's sitting in one corner, she's crying, she's upset. So it shows that he needs help. He needs some help. He needs some advice. Why is it that his wife is so upset? All the time, why is she so upset? Hazrat Muhammadul Haq Magda Sahib, down Barakatu, he says that she's drinking her tears. She's drinking her tears. He came out, now he's gone for namaz. He's gone with his friends. She's sitting there at home, she's drinking her tears. Right? So now, if he's doing that, that means he is not being a good husband. Right? He's not being a good husband. So he needs advice. Look here, things are not going right now. I don't know what I'm doing that's so wrong. That I'm always causing a problem here in my home. Right? But he wants to show outside that everything is fine. Everything is hunky-dory. I'm okay. But what are we going to do on Qiyamah Day? In the dunya, the wife will keep forgiving. Women, they are, you know, all of us are emotional characters. They're a little bit more emotional characters, right? So now you upset, you never talk, this, that, you making a big noise in the house and everything. Then you went and bought one present and came. Khalash, problem solved now. You gave her a nice present, spoke to her nicely, gave her one rose or something. Khalash, she's happy. Right? But if we don't sort ourselves out, sort our akhlaq out, and we keep continue like that, Qiyamah Day, she's not going to, you won't have no roses to give to start off with. And you won't want to give any present that time, because only present you can give is in the form of sawabs, and nobody wants to part with it. Right? And although you never got married, community of property and all that in the dunya, but she's going to take from you whatever she can. In the dunya, they say community of property, she take half is un-Islamic, right? It's not right. On Qiyamah, she won't even be looking at only the half. She won't even be looking at the half also. If she can take the whole, she'll take the whole too. The whole sawab too, if she can take it, she'll take it. That time she's not going to get pacified with one gift and one rose and one sorry and one joke and all that. It won't happen. So now, can we gamble with this? Our workers, why are they disgruntled all the time? My neighbors, why are they disgruntled all the time? Every person that I'm associating with, why are they disgruntled with me all the time? It's something I'm doing wrong. Right? So I need to sort my akhlaq out. I need to sort my ways out. I must be able to ask for maafi. Right? And I can't be asking for maafi and then doing the same thing. I'm asking for maafi, then I'm causing the same hurt and pain. I'm asking for maafi, I'm causing the same hurt and pain. Right? I need to sort myself out so that I don't do this. Right? The hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam: don't say anything for which there is a possibility that tomorrow you'll have to ask for maafi. Now a person he got a swearing habit, or he talks anyhow or whatever. But after that, he asked for mark. But how long are you going to carry on like that? How long are you going to carry on like that? No, the right thing is that I need to get rid of this bad habit of mine. I must not swear. Why am I swearing? Why am I losing my head? Why am I getting upset all the time? I need to overcome that so that I don't have to ask for maaf. The situation mustn't come that now I have to ask for maaf. I must not offend. I must not offend. I must not hurt. I mustn't slice people's hearts. So these are very, very important things in our life. We'll always keep that hadith sharif of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in mind. That the person will come on the day of Qiyamah and he got lot of sawab to his account. He made lot of nafal umrahs, he made hajj, he got namaz, rozas, nafal charities, lot of ibadat he got. But now he swore this person. He hit that person. He hurt this person. He usurped that person's rights. He killed that person. Now everybody is standing in the line there. It's payback time now. Are you going to pay back with sawab? Now you have to start giving now. Start paying. There nobody wants to know nobody. Nobody is forgiving anybody. Nobody wants to know anybody. The son, if he have to take from his father too, he'll take. The father, if he have to take from his son too, he'll take. The mother will take from her child too. Everybody will take from everybody. Nobody gonna say, no, never mind. It's okay, no, poiroche, no, no, nothing. There, everybody wants everything. Everybody wants everything there. So the person now, he'll have to pay. He'll pay. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that after all his sawab, he came with mountains of sawab. Everything is finished. All his sawab is finished, but the queue is still there. People are still waiting. So now he got no more anything to pay. So now those people's gunas will be taken and put on in his account. And eventually, Allah Ta'ala will order the malaika to take him, throw him in Jahannam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is a bankrupt person. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first asked the Sahaba, who is a bankrupt person? So they said, that person, la dirham lahu, la dinar lahu, la mata, he got no money, no silver, no gold, no stock, nothing, he got no money. Nabi said, no. A muflis in my ummah is this person. He comes on the day of Qiyamah, he got all these things to his credit. But now, qadhafa hadha, shatama hadha, qatala hadha, daraba hadha, safaka dama hadha, all these things he did. So now everybody is going to claim. Everybody got a claim on him. Now he pays everybody, then he has to take the gunas on his head. Now where he came with the credit, now he's gone worse than deficit now. And then he is taken and thrown in the fire of Jahannam. So how long are we going to live a life with bad akhlaq? How long are we going to live a life with our dealings being all upside down? How long are we going to live our life with making the wife drink her tears? How long are we going to live a life abusing children? As Mu'ayyiz Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to mention very beautifully, He said, when you came into the world, you were crying. And everybody around you, they were smiling. The mother is so happy. The baby is born. The father, he is so happy now. He got a child. The grandparents are happy. The siblings are happy. Everybody is smiling. But the baby is crying. But everybody around the baby is happy. So Hazrat mentioned, it mustn't be like that when we pass away also. That when we pass away, then we are crying. Because we seeing now what punishment is there for us in the qabr, the malaika with what a thunderous voice they are talking to us. We seeing already the azab and everything of Jahannam. So we are crying. And the people around us, they are all smiling. Sometime now, PR stunt, they have to shed couple crocodile tears and everything. But deep down, the wife, she's saying, "Hey, bala, yo. Now, for some peace in my life now. This zalim is gone. Gone from my life." The children too, saying, "This monster is gone." The neighbors, "Oh, lucky this fellow is gone. This troublemaker is gone from the community." The musallis in the masjid, "Oh, this fellow is lucky, he is gone." Everybody, outwardly they may sympathizing and condolences and everything, but inside, lucky this fellow is gone. So Hazrat used to say that when we pass away, it must be that we are smiling. We must be smiling. And everybody around, they must be weeping. The wife must be saying, where am I get a husband like this now? The children say, where are we going to get a parent, father like this? The neighbors, they worried, we had such wonderful neighbor, I don't know who's going to come stay here now. The family members say, what a brother he was, what a nephew he was, what a brother-in-law he was, what a grandchild he was. His people working for him say, what a boss we had, and now we don't know where are we going to end up now. So they are all sad at the loss, and he is all smiles, smiling all the way. So this is what we have to, this akhlaq, when we talk about this akhlaq, you know, this is what it comes down to. That everybody around us, nobody must get taklif through me. No action of mine must give anybody any taklif. How I'm driving, I mustn't give anybody taklif. Yeah, if somebody is giving me taklif, I must forgive the person. But I must not give anybody else taklif. How I'm talking, I mustn't give anybody taklif. How I parked my car, nobody must be inconvenienced. Anything that I do, I mustn't cause taklif to anybody else intentionally. Yes, we are insan. Sometime unintentionally, unexpectedly, something can happen. Sometime a person is standing behind you. You don't know he's standing behind you. You take a step back, you tramp his toes. Hey, don't tramp my toes. But now you finish tramp his toes now. Now that's unintentional. You ask for maafi, right? Sometime we are insan. Things like this will happen. But intentionally, I mustn't do anything that causes somebody taklif. So I was asking the students this morning, it may sound like a, humorous thing, but it's something to ponder. So I asked them, I said, we are talking about similar lines, making the ayat, being considerate, don't give anybody taklif, etc. So I asked them, I said, now, what if you snore now? What if you snore? I forgot to finish it off with them. I asked them the question and then we got talking about something else. I said, now, what if you snore? Now you're giving the risk everybody else taklif there now. They can't fall off to sleep. You're snoring away now. Now what you going to do now? So now that is something, there's no guna. You're sleeping. You don't, not intentionally you want to hurt anybody and harm anybody. You are sleeping. You are totally unaware of it also. You don't even know that you are snoring. If a person has got a problem, right, then one thing he can do, is let the other people fall off to sleep before he goes to sleep. All going to sleep same time. If the wife is complaining, say, I can't sleep the way you, so loud you snoring, so rather let her sleep way first. When she fall off to sleep, now she's already sleeping, then you go to sleep. The room satis, now if you know you got a problem, you snore a little bit extra loud. Now you won't know about it, they told you about it. You won't know, you're sleeping, how are you going to know? But now they informed you about it. So now you can wait a little bit, make a little bit zikr, read some extra karimas and all. Let them all sleep away, they slept away, then you sleep away. Now they're already sleeping after that, so inshallah you won't disturb them. But that is something, there's no guna for it. There's no sin for that. But intentionally, in a conscious state, I must try my best. I mustn't give anybody else taklif. I don't cause anybody any taklif or inconvenience. And if I have done so, then I must be bold enough and humble enough to go and ask for maaf. You go to the person sincerely and ask the person for maaf. If something went wrong in something, go and ask the person for forgiveness. Ask the person for forgiveness. Imagine the person, he sends his friend, right? Now, I'm not sure of the names, and I didn't read the riwayat. But just take the, I'm not going to attribute it, or check it up nicely, and then after that I can attribute it. But just take the scenario, right? Say, we are best friends. We are best of friends. And I'm telling you that you go there, those people know you, go and put a word for me there by them for their daughter. To put a proposal, so I want to get married to their daughter. Right? So you go in all sincerity, you're taking my proposal. Right? You're taking my proposal and you're going to go and propose there. Right? Now you go there and you put a proposal forward. Now the girl's side, they tell you, no, hey, that fellow there, we don't know anything about him. We're not interested in giving him our daughter. So what about you, boy? So you, we like you. We can give you our daughter. So now, he's human also now. He finished put your proposal there. They said no. Now they offering him, they proposing to him. So he said yes. Now, he got two options. Either he comes to his friend and he explains the situation. And see, hereby, this is what happened. Right? Or now, he goes AWOL now. He goes AWOL. Now, what's going to be the worst thing? Now, if he goes AWOL, he doesn't want to talk, he doesn't want to explain the situation, then isn't it going to cause more headache, more heartache, more adawat, more Shaitan is going to put more and more things in this person's mind. But if he comes to him and says, see, you know, I went there, I put your proposal there, and they said no. But after that, now this is what happened now. And I said yes now. So now this person, he may be a bit disappointed or disheartened, but he will appreciate that you came and told him. But that incident that is mentioned, some Sahaba's names are mentioned. I'm not sure of the whole incident, so I'm not quoting. But it's mentioned there that when this person, he came back to his friend and he explained to him that this is what happened. Right? And he asked him for maafi, he made maafi. You know, I went and put your proposal, but now this is what happened. So his friend told him, no, you make me maafi. He said, no, bhai, no, I went there, now they proposed, asking. He said, no. I was meddling in your takdeer. I mean, that girl was written for you, and I was telling you to propose for me. But that would only happen when we got Allah Ta'ala in the front of us. Right? We don't want to hurt anybody. We are happy with Allah Ta'ala's decree. We are open, honest and sincere. Then you can have those kind hearts. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في أرض الإسلام اللهم حرر الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا رحمة الله. It's asking for mafi, such an important thing. The other day there was a couple, now the couple had a fight, no? And got physical. The heat of the moment, it got physical. And the husband, he hit the wife. And hit her in such a way that she even started bleeding. Okay? So I'm asking, how could you hit her like that? So he's giving his explanation that, no, Maulana, I didn't mean it. And, you know, she did this and that happened and whatever. So I said, alright, here, all that happened. But after that now, when you realize that she is hurt, she is bleeding, she is hurt, then what you did? Is a ghussa so much? See, then did you at least go, you know what? I'm sorry, man, no. Well, what I did here now, you know, let me get you to a doctor, let me see what's the thing, let's clear this thing up, let me put some dawa, let me take you, right, ask her for maaf, nurse, nothing. Absolutely nothing. I said, alright, till now did you ask her for maaf? No. Never asked for maaf. Now, is this insaniyat now? Is this insaniyat to live like this? What kind of behavior is this? This is not on. It's not right. No? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, don't get your daughter married to somebody who got temper problem. So other things a person can change. Person, he got certain other faults, not so paraben on certain things, that all he can change. But anger issues, that's a very difficult thing to sort out. Person got anger issues, because that anger is born out of pride. To take the pride out and ego out of a person, very hard. Unless the person himself, he really puts in an effort, you know. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم.